Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Such a joy to have you with me. When I think about people out there listening to this podcast, learning and growing in their walk with the Lord, perhaps learning about the Lord. Maybe you don't know Him yet. Let me tell you, He loves you. He cares for you, every one of you, and He wants you to know Him. And so that's why we study the Word of God, because we want to know who He is, and we want to surrender our lives to Him once we know who He is. And that's why we pray at the beginning of every lesson that we share together. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, it is a joy to know that You care so much about us. Sometimes, Lord, it blows our minds that we've got this Creator God that made so many wonderful things, that You know so much, that You're everywhere present. Lord, You're all powerful, and yet You give us Your scripture so that we can come to know You. We bless You today. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the promise that Your Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth and also empower us to live according to that truth. Lord, it's just such a joy to be here with You. I ask You to bless our time together, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Putting Off Sins, and it's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 11. As Paul the Apostle continued to show the Colossian church members how Jesus was indeed God come in the flesh, which refuted the lack of deity in Christ that the Gnostics were promoting, he also began to demonstrate how they were complete in Jesus and had no need of additional works to earn salvation. This argument refuted the Judaizers, who were false teachers who claimed following the law of Moses was a requirement for salvation. In chapter 2 and verse 11 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul uses the example of circumcision to demonstrate how faith in Jesus was sufficient for salvation. We read, "In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." The verse begins, "In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands." One of the rules the Judaizers were promoting was that every male who was a Gentile and came to faith in Jesus was also to be circumcised as the Jews were. Paul addressed this idea by showing the Colossians that in Jesus they are circumcised, which means to cut around, and was the symbol of being separated from the unclean world and dedicated to God, and denoted as the extinguishing of lust and removal of sins, with the circumcision made without hands, which means it was accomplished by God and not by man. In the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible, in chapter 17, God instructed Father Abraham to circumcise himself and his sons as a symbol of being separate from the world and all the other nations. So when a Jewish male turned 8 days old, his parents were to take him to the priest to be circumcised. This was a work of the flesh that demonstrated the cutting off of the world and the lust thereof. Jesus spiritually cut off the Colossian church members from the unclean world and the lust thereof by his sacrifice on the cross. And when they believed in him as Savior, they too were separated from the world. The verse continues, "In putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." Paul tells how Jesus cut them off from the world in putting off or laying aside the body of the sins of the flesh, which means missing the mark of the sensuous physical nature of man, by the circumcision or separation from the world and dedication to God of Christ. What could not be done in the spirit by the hands of man, Christ accomplished by his death on the cross. He was cut off in the Colossian church members' place, and circumcision of the flesh could never do what Jesus did spiritually for them. As we ponder this verse, let us allow ourselves to realize just what Jesus did for us as well. The cutting away of the flesh was only an outward symbol of what was supposed to be inside. And when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, he essentially cut away anything that was necessary to separate us from the world. The Christian is to be separate and unique from the world and the lust thereof. And by Jesus' sacrifice, the work has been completed and accomplished. There is nothing more that can be added. And the body of the sins of the flesh is gone because Jesus was, in effect, cut off in our place. We may now rejoice in the separation from the world that was afforded by Jesus. And if we shouted, "Glory be to God," it would only begin to give thanks for his wonderful gift. Next time, Paul shares the significance of baptism. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.